It's the viral photo that made the rounds the week before Christmas, a picture of 15 Tulane medical students picked up by most of the national outlets, a picture of contrasts in history, 15 black Tulane medical students, all in their white coats, all but one from an ancestry that includes slavery, posing in front of one of the buildings on the Whitney Plantation, just outside of Edgard, far outside of what has become our normal experience of a restored plantation. The easiest way I can describe the Whitney Plantation to those who have yet to step foot on its grounds is that it's something of our Auschwitz, a plantation preserved to show something of the horrors of slavery, the real conditions not hidden away behind Greek Revival columns and Spanish moss. One of the students, Russell Lede, had the idea for a group trip with some of his classmates sparked by his daughter, who in a classic bit of 8-year-old wisdom lectured him, "Dad, being a black doctor in America is a big deal. You gotta think about how far we have come." I've been thinking more about this picture and those words a week since it was viral, a week we can imagine those medical students back to focusing on real viruses. A child and dad, an extended family going back to a place filled with ghosts of history, those ancestral physical links of slavery. Our gospel today might read like a bit of a road trip, Joseph getting GPS coordinates from another one of those angelic dream sessions. We would be wrong, though, to think of the flight into Egypt as an innocent diversion. First of all, that's a bit of a leading term, right? Flight. Joseph and Mary and Jesus were fleeing from something, namely the genocidal infanticide of a village, to put it politely. But there's more. For the Jewish people, the Exodus is the constitutive moment of faith. Everything before, everything after, is in relation to it. And the annual remembrance of this event, the thing that pushed through the 40 years in the wilderness and into the promised land, is less retelling, more reliving. Why is this night different from all other nights? Is the Passover night question. It's not why was this night different or what happened on this night, but why is this night different? And what was the Passover all about? The Lord freeing the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. Joseph today collects Mary and Jesus and heads back to the Whitney Plantation. While those medical students are striking in their photo, the Holy Family today is even more. They're not going for a stomach-turning tour. They're going to stay for some time, for a while. The angel doesn't say. The gap between our two verses of entrance and exit believed to be a number of years. But faithful Joseph journeys there, even there, giving Jesus an Exodus experience upon his return. Not even the ghosts of our past are enough to prevent God's plan. May we be reminded of that this week, and so follow faithful Joseph's lead in our lives.